USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several police officers and civilians are injured due to an active shooter situation at a manufacturing plant in Aurora, Illinois. Police are at the Henry Pratt Company, and the entire area is on lockdown. John Probst works at the plant and tells ABC 7 in Chicago what he saw.
He walked by me when they went up to the front. He walked right, I'd say, within 20 feet, and I mean, going up the aisle, and then next thing you know, from one of the other guys came on the back and said that he saw opening fire.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaking to NATO in Brussels, a top Pentagon official promised that there would be no unilateral troop reduction in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That promise came from Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan that the U.S. will not reduce its troop presence in Afghanistan on its own. He said any action taken would be fully coordinated with American allies.
There will be no unilateral troop reduction. I mean, that was one of the messages of the meeting today. We'll be coordinated. We're together.
Peace talks are currently underway with the Taliban to end what has become America's longest war. About 14,000 troops are in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back at work at the Supreme Court. Ginsburg had been working from home while recovering from cancer surgery back in December. The justice was seen in public just once over the past 2 months. Ginsburg is 85 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee said that her state would be one of the most greatly hurt by the Green New Deal if the progressive proposal is implemented. Blackburn explains on Fox News.
I'm telling you, I don't think the Green New Deal is going anywhere in the U.S. Senate. I mean, think about this thing and what it would do. The technology does not even exist to be able to do away with fossil fuels within 10 years. The technology's not there, so you can't get there even if you wanted to. And here's what it would mean for Tennesseans. FedEx would no longer exist. They're one of the largest employers in the state. Our biggest agricultural sector is cattle farming. That would no longer exist. We have an oil refinery at the Port of Memphis. That would be shut down. All of those jobs would go away. The logistics industry, all of those jobs would go away. We have great hamburger places like Pal's in East Tennessee. They would be out of business. You wouldn't have your local corner service station or Minute Market. All those jobs would be gone.
And finally, the moment NASCAR fans have been waiting for since November, the first truck race of the season tonight at Daytona International Speedway, the Daytona 500 set for Sunday, green flag just after 2:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Over 30,000 visitors are expected to flock to the area over the weekend and bask in the southern Utah sunshine while supporting their friends and family that are competing in three major sporting events. A Senate committee has approved a bill that would allow stronger beer despite LDS Church opposition. Cedar City police are asking for help identifying a man and woman suspected of fraudulently using credit cards. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for parts of southwest Utah and beyond from 8 this evening till 5 a.m. tomorrow. And a former St. George police officer, Mesquite Police Captain McQuaid Chesley, is now Mesquite's newest and youngest police chief. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy and 54 today, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance for rain tonight, 37 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain and 50. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The mainstream media, because someone has to be in charge of selective outrage in this country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I have a very strong border. As you know, I signed an executive order this morning letting families stay together. The laws are horrible. We have the weakest, most pathetic immigration laws anywhere in the world. Nobody has laws like we do. Mexico, which makes over $100 billion a year with us, but we're changing that. Mexico, with the NAFTA deal, makes a fortune. They have very powerful immigration laws. They could stop the immigration on the spot, but they choose not to do it. I made them do it with respect to the caravan from 3 weeks ago, where 2,000 people started and about 100 people got through. But they could stop. They have a 2,000-mile journey up Mexico. Mexico doesn't stop the people. Well, we're not going to put up with it, and I'm going to make it a part of NAFTA that they have to. In the meantime, we're working on laws on making them very strong, but we have to make them compassionate. And once we lose our borders, we lose our country. We don't have a country.
That was from a speech a little while ago. I think it was over last summer, wasn't it? And welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Still an issue talking about the headlines today and the border. We have a special guest, and so I'll introduce her in just a moment. Welcome to the show. Go to katedalyradio.com for the SoundCloud podcast of the show, also on iTunes as well and all over the place. You can find us. Also, welcome to all you listeners live in Chicago and Utah and Missouri, all over Red State Talk Radio, Talk Stream Live. You got it. We're live everywhere. And I always welcome all of you in different parts of the country. It's always amazed me how many countries listen to this show and the pockets of listeners in each country. So I welcome all of you. We have a special guest. I've had her on the show before, and I was just mesmerized by her. I thought she would had an amazing message. She travels all over the place. Her father worked for U.S. Embassy in Iraq during the Iran-Iraq War and 3 years preceding in Operation Desert Storm. And many Assyrian Christians died as a result of campaigns going on there. And so when she was 6 years age, 6 years of age, she moved to the United States. And she has been talking about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East. And also, again, probably somebody we should be talking to about our border and the protections of United States citizens today as well. And I welcome Narain Enwaya. How are you?
Good, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm good. You've been speaking. You've been on Hannity. You've been all over the place. You've been speaking to Trump. You've been speaking for the Virginia Women's Group. All kinds of places are hearing your message. And I think that what you're doing is a marvelous work to be able to wake up people into understanding what's going on around the globe with Christians and the persecution of Christians. And how long have you been speaking out for? It's been a long time.
So when I was 6 years old, as you had mentioned, I came to the States, and, you know, we really started from scratch. And then when I was 16 years old, a Wall Street journalist had actually found me just on the Internet and contacted me and heard about my story and how my family had left within 3 days. Mm-hmm. And the silent genocide that's happening in Iraq is not really being spoken about, and he kept pushing me to speak about it. So I had helped contribute to his article and released that on Wall Street Journal when I was 16. So I've been trying to shed light on this giant genocide since I was 16. But I would say when ISIS invaded in 2014, mm-hmm, was when I started speaking about it even more and realized that we were in a very, very difficult situation as far as facing a possible extinction.
Oh, boy. Tell us a little bit about being Christian in Iraq and about maybe even kind of go into where are we at right now with the happenings in Iraq. Where is Iraq now as a nation?
Iraq now is replaying in the genocide we experienced 70 years ago and another 100 years ago and close to 100 other genocides in the years before. Our story in Iraq and Syria, especially Iraq, is truly a Cinderella story. And many world historians, scholars wonder how in the world did this ancient population of people, mm-hmm. the Assyrian Christians, diminish to these numbers right from underneath us, and we had no idea. And it truly is a Cinderella story because every time people or journalists would come to Iraq, the evil stepmothers, the two governments, the Kurdish government and the Iraqi central government in Iraq, would say, the Christians are fine, we are protecting them, look at them, they're living just fine. And nobody actually looked at our numbers and seen the drastic decrease in population and the rising increase in this ideology of being radical and overturning mm-hmm. and taking over all the minorities and the Christian population. And that is exactly how ISIS ended up brewing. So, you know, the Christians in Iraq are diminishing and they're leaving. If they're not being purged out, mm-hmm. they're being massacred. And it's also because we're tied into the ancient lands, and these lands that are, you know, oil enough to distribute the world, they look at Nineveh, the last holding of homelands, they're looking at it as this is a land to grab. So mm-hmm. a lot of land grabs have been happening in our homelands. They've been stealing a lot of ancient Assyrian homelands and Christian homelands. They're building in people's territories and properties without even buying them, Kate. Imagine someone building on your lands that you've inherited and you've lived on for hundreds and hundreds of years by the government itself and claiming they don't know anything about it and that we will just continue to build, eventually pushing you off of your home.
Wow.
And a lot of people that returned from ISIS, you know, when their areas were freed of ISIS, they were returning to their homes. They were finding other Arabs or Kurds living in their homes.
Jeez.
With their homes not being sold, and the only reason why they had left was because they were purged out by ISIS.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when they go to protest, they are stopped from protesting in the Kurdish-dominated areas, which is just awful. We're not even allowed to protest when your homes are stolen, when your daughters are kidnapped and they're found in ditches, their complaints aren't taken serious. Mm. You know, I was nearly kidnapped, but my mother saved me. Just because I looked a little different and I had blonde hair, they desired these types of, you know, mm-hmm. people. And Christians do tend to look a little different.
Yeah.
We're a little on the lighter complected side in mm-hmm. the Middle East. So mm-hmm. we always stand out like a sore thumb, especially with the way we dress, too. We don't cover our hairs. We're dressed a little more westernized, more mm-hmm. modern, I should say. And,
right.
and they don't like that. And so we really stick out. And that's why a lot of the women and young girls who are kidnapped are Assyrian Christians or other minorities like Yazidis as well.
Would you feel safe going over there right now?
Absolutely not. We receive a lot of threats, especially the more outspoken activists.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment you enter into that country, they receive a signal, and that's how a lot of our activists don't make it out of the country. It's very hard for them to even speak out anymore. And truly, any type of activism can only be done outside of the country because the Christians there are so oppressed. They can never speak of the issues that are happening in Iraq. And if they do, they're actually beaten very badly for it, almost nearly killed. I've spoken to quite a few other nationalists and activists who actually they had the KRG knocking on their door, which is the Kurdish regional government, after making a few public statements, and their father was beaten and their jaw was broken.
Wow.
All because they are shedding light on what's really happening in Iraq. So this bad, bad guy, the ISIS with a mask on, just another cover-up for the silent genocide that's happening in Iraq. In an attempt to remove all Christianity from that country.
Not
just Christianity, the Assyrians, because when you remove the natives who are tied into the ownership of those lands, then they can split it up as they please.
Sure.
You know, the fights, the constant fights and debates between the Kurds and the Arabs, they don't have to debate anymore because they're pretty much in a way of saying 50 for me, 50 for you. Mm-hmm. Now we don't have to worry about the natives taking even 10% of it.
How different was it in before 2001, 2002?
The Christians were, we weren't as bad as now. Mm-hmm. You know, under the presidency of Saddam Hussein, he actually protected the Christians. For as bad of a dictator he was and some of the crimes his sons committed, he actually would publicly announce to the people of Iraq that if anyone ever harmed the roses in his country, he used to refer to the Christians in Iraq as his roses.
Wow.
He would threaten them back. So whenever there was an attempt to blow up the church, Saddam Hussein would go on, you know, the national TV channels in Iraq, our three channels, and say and threaten the people, the entire country. He would say, if you don't bring me the people who attempted to blow up this church, you have 3 days. If you don't, because I will eventually find you, I will kill you and your entire families and everyone who's related to you. So people would get scared. And his tactics, he always used fear tactics. They would bring them forward to him, and he would execute them publicly for even attempting to blow up a church.
Wow.
And he was constantly building churches, actually. So as long as you didn't stand against him and his nationalism and what he was, you know, the Ba'ath regime, then you were safe. And you were able to walk in the streets at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and you know, his sons did awful crimes. But as far as Saddam protecting the Christians in general, from the fact, he actually did a very good job because our population had sustained and had stayed steady under his rule.
That's interesting. I remember last time you were on the show, you blew people away when you said, you know, he wasn't gassing his people like you were told in America. He was gassing the Kurds for coming over and taking property as their own.
Yes.
Wow.
So he responded in a very cruel way, as some people may see it as, and it was, because a lot of children did die, but they weren't, they were people that were trying to overthrow the government of Iraq, and they were building their own military. So in the sense of a leadership role of a country, I always tell my American friends, I said, you know, I live in the state of Michigan. Can you imagine if Michigan built its own military and started rebelling against Washington, D.C. and the U.S. military?
Right.
You would know that they would be here in a matter of minutes to stop this. And so, you know, they did. The Kurds are definitely not innocent in this picture. The Kurds had came in through the north. And took over all the Assyrian homelands by committing genocide with the Ottoman Empire. And that is something we cannot forget.
Because
that wasn't too long ago. That was only 100 years ago where they nearly annihilated almost our entire population.
Yeah,
750,000 Assyrian Christians, just Assyrians alone, not counting the Armenians and the Greeks, were completely massacred, removed. Over 200 Assyrian villages were stolen. This is how northern Iraq has become.
We're going to come.
Essentially, Kurdistan.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back more with Narain and Wyatt. Oh my gosh. We have so much more to talk about. Join us. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? To find out, join Abe Ashen on your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Have you heard about point-of-care testing? It's been available in much of the world for years, and now it's finally come to Utah. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing. That means you can go to the pharmacy for flu, strep, cholesterol, and glucose tests. You'll get results within minutes. You'll be able to discuss your results with the pharmacist, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications through their point-of-care providers, all in one stop. Think about it. Your child wakes up with a fever, sore throat. You can quickly get an answer without having to wait all day at a doctor's office. Stuckey Family Pharmacy will work closely with your primary care provider, and if they think you need to see the doctor, they'll tell you. Imagine the time you'll save. As you know, Sam and his team at Stuckey Family Pharmacy strive to provide quality patient care. Point-of-care testing is just the next step in keeping our community healthy. Quicker diagnosis and treatment will save lives. Point-of-care testing. Learn more at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, leading the way.
With the colder nights, heating systems can struggle to heat all the areas of your house, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air care professionals can help these trouble areas with their Mitsubishi electric cooling and heating ductless system, offering individual comfort control to a more personal defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professionals this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Quality Lender.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee, and the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
Bedrock Quartz, hands down, is the countertop company you need when hitting your deadlines. Their pricing is competitive, the quality is top-notch, and the service is excellent. Everyone we dealt with was knowledgeable, professional, and courteous. Even with all the questions we contractors have, it was clear that even the installers had customer service training and practiced it. Cleanup? What cleanup? We didn't even know they had come except the client's countertop was installed and done on time. Call Bedrock Quartz today or visit bedrockquartz.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Cold late nights, so long.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show on a Friday. In the next hour, I'll be giving you a history lesson you'll never forget. And in this hour, we're also talking a little bit of that, too, because it's always so important in context to whatever we're talking about in happenings in the government and the headlines. It's always important to know our history and to know some of the things around the world that have happened that have caused certain events to happen. And I have the wonderful, and I'm so happy to have her, too, Naureen and Anwanya. I'm probably just massacring your name, aren't I?
That's okay. You're actually doing excellent. It's not bad.
Oh, it's so terrible. It's one of my most awful things. I cannot get through a name, and I so apologize, Naureen, because you deserve so much better. She is amazing. She has been on everybody from Fox to NBC to Al Jazeera to you name it, and interviewed by just about everybody, and also a leading activist for the persecution of Christians in the Middle East, Assyrian Christians. And we were just talking on the break. We were just talking about how many Holocausts have taken place, and people are just not very aware. We tend to concentrate on the Jewish Holocaust and not some of these others too, which it certainly reserves its due. But the Assyrian Christian Holocaust was so sickening. It's so sickening. All of them are. And this was equally as sickening, yet not talked about. It took them 100 years to even make a movie about it because of the threats coming to Hollywood from Turkey, saying, you can't say this. We're your ally, and you can't say this about us, that we did this. But there have been assaults on people, and massacres have taken place. And like you said, when you look at your lineage, talk a little bit about that, because I think it's important for all of us to understand.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for people like you that are shedding light on this, because it truly is a domino effect, and history will continue to repeat itself in the same areas and other new areas if we don't do something about it and hold these people responsible. I am a great-granddaughter of a Assyrian genocide survivor. Unfortunately, my great-grandfathers were the victims of the Assyrian genocide, and some were crucified and killed only because they were Assyrian Christians and their lands were taken from them. My great-grandfathers were massacred by the Kurds who came into the northern portion of Iraq and they took over all of northern Iraq. That area used to be predominantly all Assyrian Christians, and we lived in peace. And, you know, the Assyrians truly haven't had their empire and haven't had a country since the fall of our empire 2,000 years ago. But since then, we have tried to sustain our population as much as possible, but it's hard to do that when we are suffering close to 100 genocides. Wow. And it's a genocide that has no end date. So imagine a genocide that continues every certain amount of years, and it replays, and thousands of Assyrians are being massacred and other minorities along with us. So I feel that with the ISIS recent genocide, that was the cherry on top to bring us to a close extinction. And many historians are also saying, Kate, that we cannot physically handle one more genocide, and our entire identity in the Middle East will be wiped out if our people suffer even one more genocide. And that is why I go to one of our next points of having a state for Assyrians, just like Israel and Armenia were created.
Yeah. I agree with you. How can people help with that? Because I know people are saying, I want to help. This is just insane. Go ahead.
So what they can do is speak to their state representatives and their congresspeople. Mm-hmm. And I know that this issue is not happening right here in our backyards, but it kind of is, because the ISIS genocide that happened, where they nearly wiped out all of my people, whatever was left of them in Iraq, it eventually, because our previous administration unfortunately labeled them as HIV team, it ended up leaking out to the world. And we've actually had, even in my home state of Michigan, quite a bit of terrorist activity. We've had it all over the country. I mean, Europe is falling apart because of this. Mm-hmm. In just a matter of 1 year, there were over 150,000 recruited ISIS terrorists in Iraq, getting a hold of some of the largest amount of money and weapons in that country to just bulldoze through areas. No one would have thought that an entire country would be ultimately taken over by a terrorist group, but it can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. And the way they can help is just to constantly talk to their policymakers and let them know, look, Christianity is being eradicated in one of the oldest Christian homelands and Assyrian homelands in Nineveh. You know, we had reestablished Israel to protect the Jews in the Middle East, and so that Jews had a homeland to go back to, and so they can sustain their identity and their language and their population. Armenia was reestablished for the same reason. Why can't these people have their own state? They obviously, you know, they cannot trust the governments in Iraq. We have the Kurdish regional government in the north and the Iraqi government in the central government, and the way we know, and it's guaranteed that they have failed, is all they have to do is look at our population. You know, it wouldn't cost a dollar of American money. All we ask is the United States of America is the strongest country in the world. If you truly want to help us, we don't want money anymore. Money is not helping us. A handout is just covering the issue. What would really help, and we truly will get back on our feet, and many Assyrians from all over the world, are 4 million in population throughout the world that are eventually saturating and disappearing, is they will, the majority of them will come back to Nineveh. And we will reestablish our homelands, but we can't do that without the help of the United States.
Yeah, okay.
And that will also help the United States by avoiding any more wars. If you have a United States base in Nineveh, where terrorism is brewing regularly in the Middle East, they will keep an eye on these types of things, and they will also be able to protect these ancient homelands that belong to everyone. It belongs to you, Kate. Mm-hmm. It belongs to all Americans. This is our history. These homelands are the ancestral homelands of many people. Many people are doing DNA tests, and they're finding Middle Eastern ancient blood in them that traces back to Mesopotamia or Assyria.
That is so true.
And you know, you should be able to fly directly to Nineveh and see your history and see these 4,000, 5,000 ancient historical lands that are, you can just go up to them and touch them, and they're not even protected, and they're being destroyed by radicals every single week. You know, it's truly a disaster, and the only way that we can help these people is we have to reestablish a state for these people with their own administration, because nobody can take care of their home better than the homeowner.
Oh, that is so true. Is there a safer place for Assyrian Christians to be in the Middle East than somewhere else, say, in the Middle East? Is there a place where to go where you can find some safety?
Yes, so right now they're trying to go back to Nineveh, and, you know, with the help of the United States military and other international forces, they're trying to give them a green safe zone to go back to their homelands that were freed of ISIS, and with the help, of course, of the Iraqi military, too. But then, you know, that's a temporary fix. So we want to stay on our homelands, which whatever is left of it is our ancient capital of Assyria. It's Nineveh. It's just like, you know, Jonah was sent to the Ninevites. That area still exists, and it's still there. And Christians are still living there, and they still preach the gospel of the Lord, and they still are ringing their church bells. But we can't continue to do that if we can't trust the governments to protect us, and who are trying to delete our language and our identity. That's why in a lot of articles that are being released, even by Middle Eastern media outlets, we're constantly only labeled as Christians, and we're we get that, but if you notice, they'll rarely ever say Assyrians or the natives of this country. They try to treat us like second-class citizens to eventually eradicate all of us. But we want to remain in Nineveh. That's the area that we want to claim as our state.
Okay. Is there anyone in government in the Middle East that actually supports the efforts of protecting you? Is there anyone there?
They won't support it, and they will not fight it if the United States government says, you know what, these are an ancient group of people that belong to the whole world, and you have failed to protect them, and we have to implement this internationally protected safe zone that will eventually lead to being its own state, just like Israel and Armenia. But as far as trusting the government officials in Iraq, I personally do not trust them. And even our Christians that are placed in a parliamentary position, they're under a lot of pressure, and they cannot request these types of things because they have to go back home to their families and know that if they make that type of demand, that, you know, they can be assassinated within that week. And that we've seen that happen many times to many of our nationalists who have requested these types of things. Even we've had patriarchs, Kate, in California who have been killed, assassinated by foreign bodies.
Jeez.
From other countries because they have made demands to request for our own homeland. And, you know, this happened with our Jewish brothers and sisters and Armenian brothers and sisters, too. There was definitely a fight against it to happen, but thank God it happened for them. We're just really waiting for our state to happen, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. You know, for the average American out there that thought that we were going to war with Iraq to save all of you from your dictator and that everything has been fine just since that happened, that we went over, we spread democracy. I know there's people that think this is spread democracy, and then you guys have been great ever since. What do you say to somebody that thinks that?
They're, to remove a dictatorship and allow a vacuum to happen and leave the borders wide open. You know, borders are so important. And you know, despite all the other radicals and the people that had this terrorist ideology in Iraq alone, but to have over 100,000 terrorists be recruited and come into Iraq and you know, take over all these Christian homelands.
Leave
they
you
truly
vulnerable.
Had no idea what they were doing, because when you go in and you take out an entire government and you don't have a strong military force to take over and control the borders, of course we will have something like ISIS. And next time it will be worse than ISIS, Kate. You know, and I'm sure, I can guarantee it will happen again. Because history only proves itself that it's been happening for hundreds of years.
So
and their main target is Christianity and Assyrians. And once they remove us completely, then they have their two divided states, or actually three. You're going to have the Kurds, the Shias, and the Sunnis. And the Assyrians and the Christians will be nowhere in the picture because they've already taken over everything now.
Oh,
but, you know, if the United States would have went in and took out Saddam, you know, at least know the geography, at least know the history of this country and know what type of people we are dealing with instead of constantly giving power to the wrong people.
Oh,
you know, they didn't look at us as their main ally and said, you know what, maybe we should put more natives in government power instead of relying entirely on the same people who actually committed genocide against the natives.
Yeah.
And just
that's
like we did
point.
With Al-Qaeda. They went against the Soviets. That really bit us in the butt.
Yep. And doing it with Syria, it's insane. The involvement is insane, and we're sold a box of rocks on it over here. And this probably would be a great segue. We have to break in about 25 seconds, but a great segue into the border, because how important are borders? And as you've lived through that, you know how important borders are. And are you probably pretty surprised that we are still fighting over a border of our country here?
I am so surprised, Kate, because it's bad enough that we have immigrants coming in with false paperwork and created paperwork. Because you're able to create a new identity in the Middle East within 3 days. They'll give you a new name and new everything. So that is bad enough that we were having a hard time vetting, let alone having completely illegal immigrants coming into a country and you don't know anything about them.
Oh, I agree. We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back.
A big issue when you have thousands of them coming to the border.
More with Noreen when we come back.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back. Jared Wheeler here, Doctor of Love. We got caller number 9. Who are we talking to?
Oh, hi, Doctor of Love. I'm having some relationship issues that I'm a bit embarrassed to talk about.
Hey, don't be embarrassed. We've all been there. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I got myself a special little thing out there in the driveway.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, all right. At that, let's hear a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery. This month, in February, they are partnering with Society Spa to bring you something special for the Love Show listeners. A free couples massage with every vehicle purchase. You already know they love the show. They're the best deal in town. They got that free warranty. Check them out. All right, Herbert. We're back to you, my man. What's going on? I mean, it sounds like Herbert's working out some issues, so be sure to check out our sponsor. You know that, visit stgautodeals.com.
Visit stgautodeals.com.
I'm on the phone!
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family-owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions, even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Steamroller Copies, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Did you know Steamroller Copies can help your business with your next trade show?
We carry all different kinds of backdrops, retractable banner stands, table throws, feather flags, and so much more.
These displays are durable, lightweight, and easy to travel with.
Come in today to order your trade show package. It's everything you need for your booth.
The trade show special includes a pop-up frame and graphic, retractable banner stand, printed table throw, table toppers, and right now we're throwing in 1,000 business cards for free.
Need help with design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
Order today at any Steamroller Copies location, St. George Boulevard, River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The Full Service Business Center, Steamroller Copies.
Hi, I'm Craig Hansen. I'm here to talk to you about Novatio Orthopedics and Dr. Michael Manning. 6 weeks ago, I had a procedure done, and it has changed my life. Because of this procedure, I am doing things that I haven't done for years. Not only has he helped me with my knees, he's helped me in other ways. He's helped me become healthier and more active. I can't believe after this procedure, I was able to go hunting with my son, my grandson, and all of my friends. I cannot believe that I'm going up and downstairs, which I haven't done in years. It's been really fun to go out with friends again and enjoy myself and be able to even maybe dance. You know, with my wife. My wife and I have planned a vacation, and I can hardly wait to go on a vacation with her pain-free.
Call Novatio, 435-688-1152, or visit NovatioOrtho.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, and I have the wonderful Noreen Anwaya with me. And she speaks out as an activist regarding the Iraqi, the Assyrian Christians, truly. Growing up in Iraq and then coming here and being a citizen here, she has so much to say, and she's heard all over the world. She speaks all over the world and in interviews all over the world and has been on Hannity, you name it. I mean, you name the show. And then also, has spoken in front of Trump, just really trying to impress the message that Assyrian Christians need to be, that need this protection. They need to be protected, and that they are in a very precarious situation of becoming extinct. Truly, we really need to rally. And I think what you do also is shed so much light on where we're at globally with some of these issues. And as these things are happening in Syria, and we've been trying to warn people, you know, he was not gassing his people. He was made to look like he was gassing his people. He was, you know, Assad is not doing this. And here we go rushing in, trying to convince the American people that we have to take over. And it's all wrong. And so that's why I was asking you so many questions about Iraq, because there was so much there that took place that the American people, I think, don't understand still. And I also, you know, as you're asked to speak at events, it's amazing how people, even in the Middle East, make calls to make sure that nobody hears your message.
Exactly, Kate. I've had, thank God, the reason why I found out is quite a few of the organizers I work very closely with, and they said, you know, we're getting all these calls, and they're like begging us and for you not to speak, and you know, they're calling you racist and Islamophobic and all these things, and just so that you don't speak. But I've never, thank God, they've never stopped me once, but there's so many attempts, and you know, sometimes it comes directly from the Middle East and from leadership roles. And, you know, it makes you wonder, why don't you want me to speak? What are you hiding? You know, and, you know, thank God, you know, we're still able to practice our freedom of speech in the United States. So we can send that message, and that they're not able to, you know, work their evil ways here.
Oh, I so agree with you. And feeling so unsafe over in the Middle East, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine being a Christian there right now. And I hope that we never have to say that about being here in America, but I fear it's coming. I fear it's coming.
It is coming, and it's happening here. And, you know, I feel that it's almost a disease. Our nation is suffering to not understand the importance of border security. At one point, Kate, the Assyrian Empire, if anyone knows their history, they used to be the strongest empire, not only in the Middle East, in the world.
Wow.
The kings used to call themselves king of the world, not just the king of Assyria. And actually, the London Museum just released a lot of ancient artifacts, and it said King Ashurbanipal, the king of Assyria, the king of the world, because that's truly how they were labeled. And for our people at one point to be that powerful and now begging at the mercy of the world to even exist. So it can happen to anyone. And I truly look at the United States of America as a Assyria. At one point, this is how we thought. We used to think we were indestructible. And look at us now. The United States of America right now, the strongest, most incredible nation in the world by far. This is why they want to destruct, because they want to take leadership in the strongest country in the world to whatever foreign missions they have. They want to implement them by this country. And this is why we will be infiltrated within the government, within local governments, in the cities, in the states, in Washington, D.C., you know, there, and then even not being able to secure our borders just from everyday incomers, you know, not being able to identify them physically even, let alone not knowing any information about them. There's not one country in the world, Kate, that accepts illegal immigrants. Our president has never said we will not accept immigrations. He has simply said that we do not accept illegal immigrants, which means that we will not allow someone to cross over our borders not knowing anything about them. They have to take part in our legal immigration process and our entire step system, which works wonderfully. You know, my aunt had to wait 5 years to immigrate to the United States legally. And it is not fair for someone to cross over our immediate borders illegally overnight. And the majority of them are men, especially when I hear about Americans supporting these migrations, and they're mostly men, and they're coming through they're wanting to come through our borders, and they're already sending threats to our country. This would not be allowed even by a third world country, let alone the United States of America. How do we go backwards like that?
It's baffling. It really is. I mean, I can't even believe in 2019 we're still debating it, and that Americans are debating it, that Americans out there seem to think that it's just It's humanitarian to bring, to have people just come in. And it just blows one's mind, doesn't it? Because you would think America wanted to protect America.
Absolutely. You know what, Kate? It didn't take that many people to create 9/11. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for them to think it's okay for these illegal immigrants to come into our country without us even vetting them and basically asking for this type of scenario. And this may be very blunt and sound very harsh, but they need to understand the threat they are allowing to come in, the possible threat, which is guaranteed. In this many hundreds of people, there will be at least a few. And it's already proven through cameras, through other monitoring systems, that they've seen actual ISIS supporters going through other countries' borders, even mm-hmm. our country's borders. And they need to understand that one day it can be their daughter at a baseball game or a basketball game or anywhere there's a large amount of people in one of our landmarks, mm-hmm. American landmarks, just like what happened in the Twin Towers. And their daughter, their son, their family member will be there. And these awful people that have a dream mm-hmm. to bring America back on its knees, there will be a major catastrophe. That's what type of issue will take for these people to understand what type of threat they are bringing into our country by allowing someone that we're not able to vet into our country. They need to understand that. They need to accept that if their daughter is at this type of event or their son, that mm-hmm. this is what they are allowing. They're allowing for their daughter one day to be smuggled into a vehicle and taken into a sex trafficking ring, and they will never be able to see her again. This is the type of evil they're allowing to come into our country. No one, not even our president, has ever said we are against illegal immigration. All we're asking for is we need to know every single body that is coming into our country. Yep. And if they're not even initially abiding by our laws and regulations, then how do they know that they will not commit the next crime in this country?
So true. Amen to that. What a wonderful guest you've been. I so appreciate you coming on. I know you
Thank
have to go.
You,
and Noreen and Wanya, where can they go? You have a website.
Yes, and I'm pretty active on my social media too. Mm-hmm. You know, latest events, I try to post as much as I can about it. But, you know, I just ask people to please remember the Assyrian Christians and the 4 million that are left in the world that we are slowly deteriorating, and the 200,000 that are left in our ancient homelands of Nineveh, Iraq, to remember and remember that we really need a state. We
yes.
need a state for our people.
Yeah, absolutely. NahrenAnweya.com. Make sure you go there. Thank you so much for joining me. It was wonderful
Thank
to have you.
And God bless you.
You too. You too. Thank you. And good luck in all your endeavors. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Isn't she amazing? Yeah. And I so agree with her on the border. I can't even believe this is an issue. We have Americans, like I said yesterday, we need a displaced socialist program where we send these people to another country, a country where they would feel more comfortable because they are honestly not for America. They don't want to protect America. And I'm talking about most of the elected officials. And I would say most, even those that profess to love it, won't do anything about it. And so, of course, everybody realizes, you know, there are some things in the bill that that might not be so great coming through. I do believe, with Trump and the national emergency, this has been done 58 times, mostly with other countries and our relationship to them and also just about them in general alone. There have been 58 of those. It started with Ford, and Ford was directed to do that under his leadership. Ford was very puppet stringish, you know, as far as somebody always having his strings and yanking on those strings. And so he did the national emergency. We don't actually need a National Emergency Act because anything can be done by Congress immediately. The premise of that in of itself isn't right because there's really no authority to be able to do those types of things. And Obama did do it. Obama did it with swine flu. You and I didn't get the swine flu, but he did it with the swine flu, made a national emergency. But when it comes to our border, does that designate a national emergency? Well, it is as if we have to tourniquet the bleeding for sure. We've got to do something. And that's why I always say the states need to jump in at the helm of this. It's really the only answer. As people say, well, what else can we do? Well, the states can do plenty if they would just do it. Also, if the president would support that and be behind that. I always, you know, it's funny. It's fun to watch Trump because he doesn't want to be played and he doesn't want these criminals that are running our country to get the advantage again in not building the wall. And so I can understand his desperation in wanting to allocate funds. And you can do that under a national emergency. You can actually juggle funds. And so he'd be taking funds from the border, from the actual border funds themselves to build up the wall as they all these government agencies are directed funding, right? And so that funding will come from the very place. And there is the policies in place to say that you can use that funding to build and also to build up the security, the personnel around it. We may have some looser bills, though, because of this, as far as immigration goes here in the United States. You know, are we creating more flexibility as far as the people that come in here and where they're taken, where they're housed, to go through the asylum process? See, Obama had passed a more looser, more flexible asylum. So then our asylum requests went through the roof. And it wasn't just about persecution of country anymore. It was about if you're being abused, if you have violence, anything. Well, Sessions went to correct that. And amidst a court battle, they didn't have to honor what Sessions was trying to revert back to the old language of what asylum actually means in coming here. And so we have a lot of, in 2019, we have a lot of criminals running the country, and we have a lot of acts, evil acts, right, amongst the presidents and the things that they've been allowed to do or they've allowed themselves to do. And the whole idea of precedence, will this set a precedence for the future? I've never seen that they needed a precedence to do what they're going to do as far as to the nefarious actions against the United States. A lot of these very treasonous senators and congressmen, they've never needed that in the past. They've just done what they wanted to do. And so I don't think that's the argument anymore. I think that Obama didn't have a precedent to send over 400 or not 400. I mean, we're talking billions over in cash and 400 million on pallets in cash over to Iran. He didn't have any precedent to do that. He just did it. And there was no precedence to Obamacare. They just did it. So when you look at the big picture of precedence, I don't even know if that's even the argument. It doesn't even matter anymore. People are going to do what they're going to do, and they don't really need that anyway. And then you have, what do we do? In principle, we have to abide by the Constitution, otherwise it doesn't matter anymore. And that set of rules seems to be rooted in principle and more logical than anything else we have. Because people seek to do what they want to do in office, and that's the reason we don't have the wall. People have their vested interests and are protecting those vested interests to our detriment. This is a problem. What are we going to do? If you were president, what would you do? I would instruct the states to get busy. I would want strong governors that knew how important it was, especially in our southern states, to protect that border. And I think the people in America would rally behind that. And I think it's really one of the only answers we have left. I don't want to see the abuse of powers. Nobody does. And people can certainly understand on this why somebody would be desperate enough to do something, because we've got to do something. And these nefarious actors in government are going to do everything they can to support the globalists and to support those vested interests. And there's a lot of money being made on illegals coming across the border. And so we can't ever even look to Congress and Senate to do anything about this problem or solve it. Nor can the president truly, because the president doesn't have that power to do that truly, if you really look at it. Yet, I understand why people say, but we're in a swamp and this has been so swampy for so long. You can't be the good guy and actually protect the people anymore. And I do value Trump in the way that he has been the only president that's cared about this. He's been the only one that's cared about a border wall. The other ones were all talk to get into office and then didn't do a damn thing about it. So I give him a lot of credit for wanting to and for having that desire to protect the American people from what's coming across the border. Just my two cents. I'll come right back. maybe some history lessons that are hard to ignore. Let's take a deep dive back in, and I want to show you some things. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
If you're looking for a new floor, you have questions. You need an expert with hands-on experience who has answers. Home Flooring Connection is Southern Utah's premier flooring company. Together, Brent and his family have over 40 years' experience. No one's made a bigger statement in home flooring than Home Flooring Connection, and they offer the options for you to make a statement in your home, including window coverings. Visit their gallery located at 765 North Bluff Street across from Fabulous Freddy's or online at homeflooringconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic President's Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.